Hey everyone, it is Chef Leisha here today, and I want to talk to you guys about body positivity and how we look at the male form. Most of my podcasts are always centered on the women's view, and I have had some male guests, so I wanted to make sure that all subjects are covered in this mindful journey that we are on with health and wellness. And I wanted to discuss this because last week there was a boxing match between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. And as you know, for boxing, they are advanced age. You know, boxing is a very brutal sport. It is something that, you know, takes a toll on your body. So for them to come out of retirement and decide to please the people in this sense, because the people, we love the sport of boxing. And when our boxers retire, we miss them and we want to see them again. So it was all about this fun, the months leading up to the match where, you know, they did the interviews and we got to see all the footage of them working out and preparing leads up to this big moment. And that's what, you know, boxing is like, building up that anticipation over time so that you can plan and you have something to look forward to. But what struck me really hard this particular time, and I don't know if it was because my mindset is what it is at this time and why I never noticed these types of things before with men in general and Black men specifically, is the venom that was thrown around about their bodies and their age and their ability to sustain and just be and exist was really, really interesting. And it was heartbreaking as well, because what we tend to do, women, is we do this fight. We fight and we become champions for women. We don't want to be talked to a particular way. We don't want anyone to objectify our bodies. And then we turn around and we do the same thing. We really do. And we try to say we don't. And we say we're not doing it in a creepy way like men do, whatever, whatever. But it still happens. And I literally scrolled the internet and saw all of it, just on display. And there were some men who did some joking, but the majority that I saw personally in my circle came from women. And some of these women are the same women who complain about being objectified, complain about men in their inboxes and doing creepy things. And yet you looked at these men and you talked about how they were shaped, how old they were, and all of these things. And as a 43-year-old woman whose body has gone through so many different changes, I know that I would be like devastated if those same words and that same mindset and everything was used against me. So it just struck me. One of the things we need to really unpack and discuss is the fact that the way they looked, they were in really great shape, both of them. And they, so there wasn't anything wrong with the way they looked. I didn't find it strange. I didn't find it off-putting. I didn't find it a turnoff. And I'm just wondering, like, the men in your lives, are you dating and married to and engaged to and sleeping with men who are like models, runway models? Like that's what you're doing then, right? And I'm talking to the women who had a lot to say about these men, because, you know, I mean, it just, I was hurt and disturbed because I thought about my son. And I thought about my brother, my dad, my friends, all of the different men in my life who I have seen. And I know that there is an inner struggle with them as well that gets ignored and gets passed over on a regular basis. Men have body image issues just as much as women do. And men have eating disorders just like women do. And they are putting themselves through some very toxic and harmful behaviors and rituals and things in order to change the way that they look on the outside to appeal to us. and or other men if they are not hetero, but just to be appealing on the outside to someone in hopes that another individual will find them attractive enough on the outside to want to get to know them on the inside. And it's the same as is no different than women. So to have these comments and the commentary and the jokes, it was really disturbing. It really was. So I want to know from you all, like, what's really good? Like, do we really, really, truly believe in body positivity for all? Or do we only believe in that for the overweight Black woman? Because she's been, you know, dragged through the mud so bad that she should walk with her head held high and feel like she is somebody every single day. Or does every single person really, truly deserve to be able to walk and move through life in their own space and feel good about themselves? Like, we either are on one side or we're on the other. That's where I'm going with it, because it's not okay to go through the emotions, do all the work that's being done to share the organizations who are actually working to dismantle the damage done by diet culture, only to turn around and fully 100% participate in it against your own people. You know, just the opposite gender. So where do we stand with this? Like, what is the real meaning? What underlying thing? And let's not pretend like, oh, it's just a retaliation because men have done X, Y, and Z to women all this time. If it is, it's juvenile to do that. And we're grown-ups, right? We are people who can process thoughts and feelings and emotions. And we know that there is true damage that can be done when these types of scenarios pop up. So how are we going to change it? How are we going to dismantle it? I mean, and for one, when I look at my son and my daughter and they see me exercising, I ride a bike. I have not a Peloton, a great value version of a Peloton. But I ride my bike consistently and I'm drinking my water and always preparing vegetables, you know, all of these things. And I'm telling them that I'm doing this because I get to take care of myself, because it's important to take care of yourself. And taking care of yourself doesn't always necessarily translate to a number on the scale. It doesn't always translate to a particular image. Taking care of yourself, the act of caring, is enough in and of itself. So when I do these things, their father does these things, and we all together collectively as a family are doing these things, the last thing I want is for my children to leave the home and go out into the world and somebody tells them, yeah, that was great, but not good enough, because you didn't do this, or you don't look this way, or you're not that way. There is a lid for every pot. There really is. So to insinuate that a person doesn't fit this particular aesthetic is unworthy is really, really the issue that I have found. Like, in a lot of the commentary, it's like, you know, the old drunk uncle fight and the old this and that, whatever. And I resent it, because getting old is a gift, because the alternative is death, y'all. Like, get old, take that as a gift and enjoy it, you know. Like, it was very disturbing, you guys, and I'm finding that I'm at a loss for words to really describe everything about it, but I just felt it was truly aggy. It was so extra. It was so much, because there's a level of superiority that a person carries when they make an assumption about another person. There's a level of superiority in your words and actions when you basically tell someone that if they had just shrunk themselves down, they would be better if they would just chisel themselves and mold themselves into a certain aesthetic, that they would be pleasing better. Their superiority in that. And how dare any person walk around feeling as though they are elevated above another individual. You know, that's the basis of all the isms, right? All of the isms exist because of a superiority complex. There is a system or persons who believe that they are better, and these are the reasons why they believe that they are better. And it was truly heartbreaking to see Black women go so hard against these Black men for their appearance. Now, before y'all come at me in my inbox about the character of these two men, please believe there's nothing about this that has anything to do with their character. I'm not discussing their character. That's a whole different discussion. I am simply discussing the outward appearance of an individual. So, we are not going to talk about the character flaws that either man may have in regards to their treatment of Black women. So that's just a disclaimer. I probably should have said that at the beginning, but that's just a small little tidbit, because I don't want it to go that it's noticed, it's understood that there are some women who responded the way that they did because of that character. But I would say that the stuff that I saw, 90% of it was just straight venom because of appearance. And you guys think that men don't have feelings? Like, they do. And unfortunately, in the Black community, men are taught at a very young age to suck it up, to not show any emotions, to not show that they are human on the outside. What happens is, when a person is taught not to show emotions, to suck it up, to push through, they don't have a proper way to process anything that they are feeling. They don't have an outlet. And what happens when a person doesn't have an outlet and they have all of these things just simmering and bubbling on the inside is that at some point, those things are going to come to the surface. And how it comes to the surface varies from person to person. And it can be any range of acceptable behaviors to completely unacceptable behaviors. And we need to understand that we shouldn't be part of the problem. We need to do our best not to be part of the problem in how these things come to the surface for so many. And that's just kind of where I really am at, because, you know, when somebody like does a thing and they just go off and they go left and it's bad, everyone goes, wow, they really lost it, you know, this and this and whatever the case is. But they never, ever, ever think about what led up to that person losing it. What the world must have looked like for that person before they completely lost it. And when you have no tools, you will lose it. And that is what I think that we are, you know, we're seeing a lot more people do things that, you know, seem out of character, right? And it's highly possible that's the reason why. So just take a moment to think about how you would like to be addressed, how you would like to be viewed, and consider that average other person out there might want the same thing. They do. And we have to do better. You know, we just have to do better. It was nasty. It was vile. And that's it, I guess. That's all I got. Before I let you guys go, This is Cyber Monday. It is November 30th. It's also my younger sister's birthday. And I want to say happy birthday to Dina. And tell you guys to shop with ChefLeisha.com. I have seasonings on sale. I have my Oakland Girl t-shirts. Now, I want to just remind you guys that our VP, incoming VP Kamala Harris, is from Oakland. And I want all my Oakland girls to represent for Oakland on Inauguration Day. Like, even if you didn't want to vote for her or you didn't vote for her, whatever, just show off your Oakland girl pride and get one of those t-shirts off my website and then purchase some spices while you're there, too. I have some new blends coming in the next few weeks. I'm excited to announce those, and it's going to be really, really good. I'm looking forward to it, you guys. So, yes, Oakland Girl Spices. You can find them at ChefLeisha.com. Thank you so much for listening today. I just had that on my heart and mind. And hopefully there wasn't too much noise. I just realized my earrings were jingling against my AirPods. But y'all know how I do. This is just raw, uncut Leisha. When I come in here and talk on the podcast, this is just raw, uncut Leisha. You get what you get. And, you know, we will always, always dig into some things that are not so easy, not so jovial and friendly, but also necessary. So thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to talking with you all again soon.